Virginia leaders like to tout two designations, the best state to do business and the most veteran-friendly state. Panel members said an effective way to use both labels is to merge ideas from the military and business sectors. They noted that some states provide funds to build relationships between communities and military facilities, tax credits for businesses that create jobs within military zones, and base protection for installations that face closure. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling said a redirected focus could help meet critical state needs.
I think there are a couple areas, and this discussion today has been very good because I think it's highlighted that we probably could have a little bit of a better focus on how these facilities relate to economic development. And that's where I'm not sure we've really thought of it in those terms.
Other goals include creating business incubators that attract defense and security contractors, holding networking events, and building infrastructure to make Virginia more appealing to the Defense Department. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.